Look for strangers, stranger danger, and watch for strangers are among the things we're taught as children to avoid calamitous events. We never know what we'll get ourselves into when dealing with a stranger. Often, a meeting with a stranger does not go as planned. Unfortunately, many of the victims in these scenarios do not live to tell their tale. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 31 of the MC Horror Podcast. We all make dumb decisions in life, but in this case, I was stupid. Very stupid. I arranged to meet a guy off Tinder, but because of my heightened anxiety about driving, I arranged for him to pick me up outside my place. I had been talking to him for a few weeks at least, but that is not redeemable, and I know that. The choice I made on this day could have ended me, but thankfully, I'm still around to tell the tale. The guy picked me up in his car and told me he planned to take us out for sushi. I love sushi, so I thought, great. He put in the name of the restaurant into his GPS, and we were off, making pleasant conversation on the way there until I started seeing woods when I looked out of my window. I felt very confused. We were supposed to be going into town, not into the wilderness in the middle of nowhere. Fear hit me hard then. He said, I swear the GPS is taking me through here. I didn't choose this path. Please, just get us back to civilization, I said. My eyes were wide, and I must have looked like a deer in headlights. His face was really apprehensive, so he must have known that I was terrorized. Oh my gosh, I thought to myself, I should have just conquered my anxiety about driving and met him somewhere public. Or, better yet, not met with this guy at all. What was I thinking? I'm going to get murdered here in these woods. I tried checking my phone to see if I could assist him with the GPS, and that's when he said those spine-chilling words. There's no signal out here. I remember just thinking to myself to try to look calm. Don't let him think you suspect he's onto something. But man, did I feel terrified. The tips of my fingers were cold while I was simultaneously sweating. If he was going to kill me, part of me wanted him to go ahead and get it over with so I wouldn't be left in anticipation. His forehead was perspiring. He kept saying, I swear I'm not doing this. I'm trying to get us back on route to the sushi place. I said, I don't care about sushi anymore. Get us to a gas station, anywhere with people at this point. He said, I don't have a shovel or weapon in my trunk or anything, if that's what you were thinking. Which did little to calm my nerves. We finally reached the restaurant after what felt like an eternity. I'd never been so scared in my life. I didn't have much of an appetite, and I was physically trembling when we arrived. But I figured, he didn't kill me when he had the chance, so I guess it was safe now to continue with our date. I already planned on taking an Uber home because I didn't want to go through that experience again. I was shocked out of my mind when he then asked, So when do you think we'll have sex? I nearly choked on a piece of sashimi. What? I didn't know where this was coming from, and I didn't know how he could ask me something like this now on a first date when he literally saw me pale as a ghost just moments ago. You know, like how long will you make me wait for sex? A day? A week? A month? I stared at him dumbfounded. I couldn't respond because I was utterly speechless in that moment. Well, I can't wait a whole month. I'm telling you now. I didn't say anything, and the rest of the date was insanely awkward. I said goodbye as I took my Uber home, and only seconds after my driver pulled out of the restaurant parking lot, he texted me to say that he doesn't think it will work out with me because he needs a girl with a higher libido. I didn't argue. I just texted back a simple, okay, ready to be done with this man. When the Uber driver drove me home, he did not take me through the wilderness pathway of a potential murder site. He took me home through streets, other cars, lights, which was the sweetest scene to my immense relief. I couldn't help but wonder why my date had to take me through an hour drive through the wilderness to get me to the restaurant when it only took the Uber driver 15 minutes to get me home from the same location. The whole thing was chilling. I don't know if my date planned on anything sinister or if it was just an honest mistake, but I am glad that I made it out alive. I learned a tough lesson that night, one that I should have already been known, but that I foolishly ignored for some reason. Don't let strangers from a dating app pick you up in their cars. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.